An onion by any other name than Vidalia would certainly not taste as sweet. That's a fact. And I'm over here at the Shriners in Soldotna, the Alaska Shriners in Soldotna, talking with past potentate Jack Klaus, who's the president of the Kenai Soldotna Shriners Club. And this is kind of an annual event. This is an annual event, and it's definitely a sign of spring. But for people who know the difference between a Vidalia onion and just an ordinary sweet onion, it definitely is time to line up.
Yes, it's very there. We order 32,000 pounds. We bring them in from Georgia. We ship them to Washington. Thanks to Tote, they bring them up pro bono. And then we get them to the temple and we start selling. And we're probably down to about 6,000 pounds right now out of 32,000.
Wow, they do go fast. And you've diversified. You've studied your market. It used to be just, I think, 10-pound bags. And now you've got 5-pound bags, and then you got the big bags. And then you've got all of these other things that go along with the Vidalia onions, the dressings and the sauces and so forth.
Yes, so we get them from a different farm, and we try to get a bigger variety of the stuff that we can get in. We got sauces, we've got hot sauce, we got barbecue sauce, we got steak sauce, and they're all made out of the Vidalia onions down there in Georgia.
And you can only get them once a year, right here. And it's not only for you to have the best tasting onions, but you're also giving it to a great cause. Tell me a little bit about the Shriners and where the profits from your onion sale goes to.
Well, this is actually, we raise this money to do what Shriners do. And Shriners do a lot of things for our kids. We have too much that I can recite, but, you know, cleft lip palate, scoliosis, club feet. I mean, there's a list of things. And always, if we have a child that's in need, we're there for them, regardless of their family's ability to pay. The children need to be taken care of, and that's why we do. That's what we're here for.
So each time you peel one of those onions, the taste is not only sweet, but knowing that this is helping a kid somewhere through the Shriners, that's a win-win. Doesn't get any better than that.
I would tell you, we have 2 outreach clinics every year in Anchorage, and we have 6 every year in Fairbanks now. So the Spokane Hospital is taking care of the bulk of our kids right now. We're up to 605 kids at this moment in our program.
So I'm sure you're going to sell out before this probably is even aired. But in the meantime, if people want to help the Shriners help kids, they have to wait till next year to get the onions back again. But during the year, if they have some money set aside that they'd like to help some kids, how would they do that?
Contact the temple at 1930 East Northern Lights Boulevard, and you can make a donation in any way, and every little bit counts. You know, pennies make dollars, so every dollar we get for the children will go to our patient transportation, because we send our kids to any hospital that does what they need. We got kids going down to Sacramento, California. We got kids going down to Galveston, Georgia for the burn clinics. We have another child that is going to St. Louis, Missouri. Because they have different hospitals have different specialties, so we try to send a child to the specialty to make sure that they are taken care of.
You guys are doing a great job. The annual Vidalia Onion Sale is going on. It may be over by the time you hear this, but the need to help kids is never over. Jack Klaus and his fellow Shriners are aware of that, and that's why he is a past potentate and now president of the Kenai Soldotna Shriners Club. And I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that sweet onion sound of KSRM.